Welcome to Take the 12. Congratulations on taking this step. I'm grateful to be able to share this step with you because our book tells us in the first paragraph of Chapter 7, Working with Others, quote, "Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail," end quote. In this recording, I'll be reading content found in the step study at takethe12.org for step one. The information shared here is just one AA member's personal experience and does not speak for any other member's experience or for AA itself. So let's get started. From the foreword of the 12 and 12, AA's 12 steps are a group of principles, spiritual in their nature, which if practiced as a way of life, can expel the obsession to drink and enable the sufferer to become happily and usefully whole. Step 1. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. The one thing I need to know about Step 1. Alcohol is not my problem. The spiritual principle found in this step is honesty, and the reading assignment for this step is in the Big Book, pages 30 through 43, and in the 12 and 12, pages 21 through 24. Because I believe that in each step there is something to surrender, here's what we'll be surrendering in step one. First, the delusion that in and of myself I have power. And two, the belief that alcohol is my problem. Here's the step summary. When we first walked into the rooms of AA, we thought our lives were unmanageable because when we drank, we wound up in strange places with strange people in strange positions, some of us quite literally. How grateful we were when our sponsor or other caring members of the fellowship helped us to fully understand what co-founder Bill W. meant in More About Alcoholism, top of page 35 in the Big Book, fourth edition, when he said, quote, "So we shall describe some of the mental states that precede a relapse into drinking, for obviously this is the crux of the problem," end quote. We're grateful that we were helped to understand that our mental states, or our thinking, was, for the newcomer, or is, for the person with some time underneath their belt, the crux of our problem. Selfishness, self-centeredness, that, we are told, is the root of our troubles, not alcohol. Driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity, we go to the only thing that is proven to provide us the release we seek from these fleeting forms, alcohol. If we ever need proof of our powerlessness over a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, which is one definition of alcoholism, all we have to do is look at the many examples of how our life was unmanageable while drinking and how it wasn't the alcohol that made our life unmanageable. Here's an interesting side note. Step one is the only step that talks about alcohol. The remainder of the steps share solutions on how to deal with what the real problem is, the noise that lives between my left ear and my right ear, more commonly referred to as defects of character. For those of us who've been around for a while, we've tried to dispel some of the myths about our program of action. Here are the myths about step one. First, powerlessness means you're weak. So not true. Admitting powerlessness is a crucial step on the path to freedom and strength. It takes honesty and courage to accept that alcohol has taken over your life. And second, you have to take this step over and over. Step one is the only step we ever take 100%, and once taken, we don't ever have to take it again. Because once you admit to your inner self, to your innermost self, that you're alcoholic, you can't unadmit that. Once you get completely honest and tell the truth, that truth never changes. Once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. Let's take a look at the inventory and checklist for this step. Taking a step displays a willingness to write inventory and allow it to surrender something within us. Write inventory on your most serious shortcomings around the practical application of this step in your life today. For example, how am I applying the spiritual principle of honesty found in this step to every moment of my life? You'll find that inventory for each step in this study is divided into three sections: in your personal relationships, at work, and with God and AA. So let's start with personal relationships. List three examples of how your personal relationships have become unmanageable as a result of your behavior prior to getting sober or in sobriety, and list the three corrective measures. Now let's look at work. List three examples of how your work relationships have become unmanageable as a result of your behavior prior to getting sober or in sobriety, and list the three corrective measures. And lastly, with God and in AA, list three examples of how your relationship with God and your participation in AA has become unmanageable as a result of your behavior. And obviously, this is just since getting sober. And list the three corrective measures. Here's the checklist. Ask yourself each one of these questions. Number one, have I ever tried to prove unsuccessfully that I can drink or think like normal drinkers or thinkers? Number two, is my life unmanageable as a result of my drinking or my thinking? Number three, as a result of my drinking or thinking, have I ever felt pitiful and incomprehensible demoralization? Number four, have I tried various ways to stop to no avail? Number five, do I understand that recovery can't be done alone, and do I acknowledge that I need help? Number six, does or did life ever become so unbearable that I think or thought the only way to deal with it is to get drunk? Do or did you have the phenomenon of craving? Number seven, have I ever thought, I just don't know how to deal with life? Number eight, do I have consequences from my drinking or from my thinking? Number nine, am I willing to accept that something is wrong in my life and that I no longer have control? And number 10, have I admitted to my innermost self that I am an alcoholic? If you can answer yes to these questions, you've likely taken this step. Here's a little side note. Moderate drinkers answer no to most, if not all, of these questions. Finally, I've chosen to put as the last word on each step that the only problem we ever really have is separation from God. When I find myself struggling in any way, I try and remember that it doesn't matter what the problem may look like. In every single case, the real problem is my thinking about that person, place, thing, or situation. When I can take the action needed to get right with God, I'm on the right track to ensuring that the personality change sufficient to bring about recovery from alcoholism happens in my life. God bless.